This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian and expressed deep concern at the recent escalations in the ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel. The talks came hours after the United States inserted itself into Israel's effort to cripple Iran's nuclear program by carrying out strikes at three Iranian nuclear facilities, including Fordow, Natanz and Isfahan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted that they discussed about the current situation in detail. Prime Minister Modi reiterated call for immediate de-escalation, dialogue and diplomacy as the way forward, and for early restoration of regional peace, security and stability. The US military strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities have triggered a wave of international reactions, with the world leaders calling for restraint and a return to diplomacy amid fears of a broader conflict erupting in West Asia. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer expressed support for the US action while stressing the importance of regional stability. Expressing concerns, France urged the US, Iran and Israel to exercise restraint to avoid any escalation that could lead to an extension of the conflict in the region. Australia, in an official statement, said that Iran's nuclear and ballistic missile program has been a threat to international peace and security. Saudi Arabia, in a statement, called on the international community to exert all efforts to de-escalate the crisis and seek a political solution. Qatar's foreign ministry warned that the ongoing escalation could have dire consequences. Oman's foreign ministry issued a strong condemnation of the US strikes, calling them a serious violation of international law and the UN Charter. Amid the ongoing conflict in West Asia, air travel across the region continues to face major disruptions. Airlines are now avoiding large parts of the region's airspace due to growing security concerns, causing delays, longer flight times and increased costs. According to flight tracking services, commercial planes are being rerouted to avoid flying over countries like Iran, Iraq, Syria and Israel. Instead, they are taking longer paths over safer areas such as the Caspian Sea, Egypt or Saudi Arabia. This change is leading to higher fuel consumption and more expensive flight operations. Home Minister Amit Shah laid the foundation stone of the campus of National Forensic Sciences University and a Central Forensic Science Laboratory in Chhattisgarh's Nava Raipur, Atal Nagar this afternoon, marking a significant step in strengthening the criminal justice infrastructure in the state. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said, "Violence and red terror have no place in a civilized society." He reiterated the government's resolve to eradicate Maoism by the 31st of March next year and announced that the rebels will not get a breather, even during monsoon. He appealed to the Maoists to surrender and join the mainstream by availing the state government's rehabilitation package. National Investigation Agency NIA has arrested another key accused in a CPI Maoist Northern Region Bureau terror revival conspiracy case from Delhi. Investigations have revealed that the accused, who originally hails from Mathura in Uttar Pradesh, had delivered a drone to leaders of the banned terror outfit in Chakarbandha and Panchrukhya forest area of Bihar to further its anti-national activities. The India Meteorological Department, that is IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat till tomorrow. Heavy rainfall is also likely over northwest and northeast India for the next 3 to 4 days. The IMD said that the southwest monsoon has further advanced over parts of Himachal Pradesh, Ladakh, Jammu and Kashmir, and some parts of Punjab. In cricket, in the first test match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy, host England were 455 for the loss of 8 wickets against India in their first innings on the third day at Headingley in Leeds a short while ago. Hosts were trailing by 16 runs when reports last came in. Early in the day, England resumed their play at the overnight score of 209 for 3 against India's 471. On day 2 yesterday, brilliant centuries from opener Yashasvi Jaiswal, skipper Shubman Gill and his deputy Rishabh Pant powered India to a commanding position of 471 runs after resuming their first innings with an overnight score of 359 for the loss of 3 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.